Angel Dad, Biden's DHS chief Alejandro Mayorkas sought to protect my son's illegal alien killer from deportation. By John Binder on June 11, 2023. Angel Dad Don Rosenberg said President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tried to shield his son's illegal alien killer from deportation when he headed the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, under then-President Obama. On November 16, 2010, second-year law student Drew Rosenberg, 25 years old, was killed in the sanctuary city of San Francisco, California, by Roberto Gallo, an illegal alien from Honduras who had been granted temporary protected status, TPS, to stay in the U.S. Gallo hit Drew, who was riding his bike, and ran him over twice before attempting to flee the scene of the crash. Gallo stopped his car on Drew's abdomen, prompting a group of bystanders to help lift the car off of him. In an interview on the Immigration Reform Law Institute's IRLI, No Border, No Country podcast, Rosenberg said Gallo spent just 43 days in jail for killing Drew and was subsequently released by then-San Francisco Sheriff Ross Mirkarimi, who had also released the illegal alien who went on to be accused of murdering Kate Steinle. Mayorkas, then director of USCIS under Obama, tried desperately to keep Gallo from being deported from the U.S., according to Rosenberg. After Gallo was convicted, I met with Henry Waxman, who was my congressman at the time. I just said, look, I want to make sure this guy is detained and deported, and this is now into 2012. I wouldn't say, Waxman was enthusiastic about helping me, but he did write to USCIS and got a response back that the guy would not be detained and would not be deported because, and this is an exact quote, he's only committed one crime of moral turpitude. That's, government speak for he's only killed one person, what's the big deal? Emphasis added. I didn't find out until later, whose policy was that? Who was in charge of USCIS at the time? Mayorkas. And the one thing I would say, this issue, it's the same crappy, disgusting people from Gavin Newsom to Kamala Harris to George Gascon to Alejandro Mayorkas. It's the same people you see over and over and over again that contributed to my son's death. Gascon was police chief at the time, Newsom was the mayor of San Francisco, and Kamala Harris was district attorney. They basically rewarded the guy for breaking the law, so why wouldn't he continue to do that? It took me 8 months to get the guy deported. Emphasis added. Then, in 2014, Rosenberg said he met with Mayorkas, who was serving as deputy secretary of DHS, and asked him if he considered crimes committed by illegal aliens to be serious offenses, to which he said Mayorkas would not answer the question. Liar, scumbag, psychopath, he's all of those things, Rosenberg said of Mayorkas. I left that meeting with him, I almost had the shivers, there's something wrong with him. Related. Mayorkas unable to state how many Americans are killed by illegal aliens. Since Drew's death, cities and counties across California have dramatically expanded their sanctuary policies. Most recently, as Breitbart News reported, the Los Angeles City Council officially declared the city a sanctuary jurisdiction that codifies its policy to refuse Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, cooperation. In April, as Rosenberg noted, San Mateo County approved a sanctuary county policy that shields criminal illegal aliens from arrest and deportation by ICE agents even in the most horrific cases of murder, child sex crimes, and rape. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.